All right, so what should you do? Should you become a CNA first or an LVN first, or should you just go straight to RN? What's the best path? What's the best route to becoming a nurse? That's what we're going to talk about in this video. So now there are different ways that you become a nurse, and I'm going to talk to you about what are the pros and cons of each of them, what you need to have, know, depending on which option you choose, and then helping you to better understand the best pathway. So the first thing is, let's say you can either do CNA and then LVN and then RN. And then maybe you also become a nurse practitioner and et cetera, right? And so the advantage of doing, there's several pros to doing it that way. The first thing is that it's you're probably going to end up with the least amount of debt at the end of your journey because you're going to be literally working your way up. So because you're going to start by getting that CNA job and the LVN job and then an RN job. So there's going to be very limited periods of time where you are not going to be making, income, and not just like minimum wage, but but higher than usual income in order to sustain yourself or your family. So the advantage of going working your way up is that you're able to literally work and maybe even pay things out of pocket. And then, of course, it's definitely a really humbling process because, but it's, once you get to whatever you call is finished, you can literally be able to look back and say that you truly did work your way up to where you are today. So it's definitely a humbling process. It's probably one of the least cost effective. I'm sorry, the most cost effective as far as like you're going to be working your way up. And so if you decide to do that path, then that's great. And I'll say that's the best path to do if you're in a position where you need to make money right away. Like you don't have a family or, I'm sorry, you don't have like parents to live under or like that. Like the response, your financial responsibilities are really up to you. And you need to make, you can't afford gaps to make money. You can't get a cosigner to cosign your student loan so that way you can, be able to pay for a higher education. But instead, you have to work your way, save money, and pay, use the money from your job to pay for your education. See the difference? So that's probably one of the biggest things I'll tell you is that, if you're in that position versus like, you are 18 and you're young and everything and you have two parents to support you, and so you're not you want to experience the college experience. So you're not really in a rush to hurry up and get your degree, right? Because you want because you're young, right? So it's gonna honestly weigh based on your responsibilities. And what I've seen a lot, I've seen it more predominant with like single mothers jump right into this path, and usually more often they'll do the LPN route. They won't do the CNA, but they may just do the LPN route right away, which varies, could be 18 months to 2 years in order to get that certification and boom, start working right away. So that's one of the things that I've witnessed. So now let's talk about actually going through the school. So there is different types of programs that you can go through. And I'll share the ones that's usually more common and more popular. So the first one is that you can, and what are the pros of each of them, right? So the first one is that you go through the community college route. All right, community college route. So the thing about doing community college, though, is it's the most desirable because it's honestly the most cost effective. It costs the least amount to become a nurse through community college. But for that reason, it's also the most competitive. So it's harder to get in. It's a lot more challenging. Like you're really going to be competing with way more people because the cost is less. And the program is usually not as long as a university. And it could be about the same roughly, but it may not always be as long. So that's one of the things is that you do community college. So essentially you do your prereqs at the community college and you do your BSN at the community college. And then now by the time you're done, you're going to have a associate's degree in nursing. And so that will qualify you as a registered nurse. So that may take you, if you do everything back after, one after the other, and you don't really take breaks, you can be done in 4 years, traditionally. 4 years, maybe 4.5 years, depending on like what the curriculum looks like. Okay, so community college is the first one. And then the second option you can do is you can go to the bachelor's route. So what I did, and but I was, like I said, I was fresh out of high school and just went the traditional route that most people do, right? So you can go through a you can do your BSN. So the difference of being a BSN trained nurse is there's you're more attractive to employers. And then your pay is going to be slightly higher because you have a more advanced degree. And then hospitals that are like trying to go magnet are more attractive to BSN trained nurses. So, however, though, it's a longer process, of course, right? So what some people honestly do is that they do the associate's degree and then they go back and do RN to BSN, and so that's also very cost effective as well, right? So that's probably more cost effective than just honestly going straight to BSN. So if you do the BSN route, what that looks like is you could take your prerequisites at community college still, or you can take the prerequisites at the university because it still doesn't matter. It's all about what degree do you get at the end of the day. And from where. So you could take your prereqs, whether it's at a community college or at the university, complete your prereqs, and then also get your nursing degree at that university. And that usually, depending on the program, for me, for the program that I went through, whether you take breaks or you don't, it's still about 5.5 years to before you get your BSN in nursing. So you can do that path. To do that route, right, it means that you do have a co-signer. Usually it's more ideal for people that are younger, right? So you do have a co-signer. You're not in a rush to make money. So like you want to so you have another way to support yourself financially. You can get a cosigner for a loan, right? So this is essentially what it means. But it's going to be the most expensive because you're paying now the cost of a university. And so that's always going to cost more money. So you can, so what, so, and that's going to take more time. So I don't see this I don't see as popular with like single mother households. Usually they either go straight for CNA and then LPN or go straight to LPN and then they choose RN and then they'll do RN to BSN. And so that allows them to keep working the whole time and still make a decent income. So that's the part you have to consider as far as like what your needs are, and you know what your needs are, right? Nobody else really can understand that perspective than you do. And so you have to evaluate that. The other thing, right? So there's because you may see this in different schools, and it may come off kind of confusing, but it's called an MSN entry level degree. MSN entry level. So an MSN entry level is still equivalent to like getting a BSN in nursing. So usually I've seen MSN entry level, right? Because there's MSN that's like Master's in Nursing in Informatics, Master's in Nursing in Education. Those are people that's gotten their bachelor's of nursing first, and now they're getting their master's in nursing. So if you're doing an MSN entry level, typically they already have a bachelor's degree in another career. So like they have a bachelor's of arts in something else. They have a bachelor's of social science. They have a bachelor's of education. And now they're going to do an MSN entry level program. So instead of them just starting from scratch and just doing another bachelor's, they're doing an MSN entry level, which is equivalent to a bachelor's degree, right? So they're going to have the equal, they're still going to have the same equal rank as far as like employment and job outlook and et cetera. So when somebody comes to MSN at the end, they're going to become a registered nurse when they're done. Okay, an MSN entry. And so this is what people do when they want to make a career change. So if somebody was like, for example, a teacher and now they want to become a nurse, they would do an MSN entry level program, which will help them get to that place faster versus they start from scratch and do prerequisites and do all that type of stuff. Okay? So if you are somebody where you are switching careers, then you would look for an MSN entry level program. All right? So that's pretty much like what the difference as far as that type of route. And then I would just tell you to just honestly, like I said, focus on what your identify what your needs are, like ask yourself the right questions. Do you have a do you need to work right away? Are you in that or do you have like a spouse that you can support from, or do you already have a degree? Do you have a cosigner? Are you not in a rush? See, these are all the things you have to ask yourself, and then apply to as many programs as you can. Make sure that they're accredited though, right? Make sure that they're a good program before you just, accept or look into it, right? So these are some of the things you want to look into. Hopefully you found what I said helpful. Hopefully you learned something from it. A lot of this information I talked about is inside of my book, How to Become a Registered Nurse. Let's see if we do like this, which is available on Amazon. So if you want to get this book here, you can go to Amazon to order a copy today. All right. So that's about it. Make sure you subscribe and follow if you found this helpful. And I'll see you the next time. Hey, thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Do you want to, take your life to another level? Do you want to learn something new? Do you want to grow in your career, your relationships, your life, your business? Then I want you to go to my website and check out some of the upcoming events I have. You want to go to events.nursechoma.com, and there are different events that I'm hosting. Whether they are events on how to grow on your social media, events when it comes to how to build up your business, or even events for those of you in the healthcare field, such as CNA classes or prep classes, NCLEX prep, EKG classes, go to our website right now, events.nursechoma.com, and sign up and register for one of my upcoming classes. All right? I would love to see you, and I'll see you the next time.